At graduation ceremonies across the Northwest this spring, a handful of people will receive what are known as honorary degrees. Typically, they're awarded to distinguished humanitarians, writers, and entrepreneurs. But correspondent Jessica Robinson wanted to know what, if anything, you can actually do with an honorary degree.
There are some examples of people using their honorary doctorates for more than a line in their bio. That's how Benjamin Franklin became known as Dr. Franklin. More recently, there's comedian Stephen Colbert.
Knox College awarded me with a doctorate of fine arts, which means that now I'm a doctor.
But the universities we spoke to say that's not exactly how an honorary degree works.
It doesn't let them do anything other than have this formal recognition of a high honor.
Julia Pomerink is the registrar at Washington State University.
My sense is that most people who receive honorary degrees are already so distinguished in their careers that they don't have any need to use the honorary degree.
This year, WSU gave an honorary doctorate to Governor Chris Gregoire. Dennis Flanagan is also getting one from the University of Puget Sound. The school kicked him out for his activism in the 1960s. Now it's honoring him, in part for his career in the legislature.
It's an honorary doctorate in laws. I'm not quite sure what that means. I used to break them, and then for a while I made them.
But Flanagan says he knows what he's going to do with his doctorate.
And that is to be extraordinarily warmed that my university gave me what I think is really an affirmation I did not expect.
Flanagan says the only question is where to hang it. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.